ladies and gentlemen, I fought my first wrestler. You know what? You've got to be more careful of them than what you have to worry about jiu-jitsu. Fucking seriously. He near choked me out. It was great. It was like, holy fuck. This guy, like, what they do is they grab you and they just don't release. They hold onto their fist and just, right? And that's a part of jiu-jitsu in a way. You just, the thing with the wrestlers is you can't let them get in close. Because otherwise you're done. You're going to end up in trouble, you know. I ended up having to fucking go bam, 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 smacking him in the fucking ribs. He was, he said, we can't work out where he got the broken rib. What happens is he said, when I pulled your head into my rib area, I'm pretty sure that's where the rib was broken. But I'm not so sure because I was actually fucking smashing him to try and get him off me. Literally, it was a fun fight in a bad way. He fucking, like, my throat is as sore as shit. He said to me the next day, he said, "How's your neck?" And I went, "No, it's not the neck, it's the throat. Like, the fucking throat hurts big time because you cut my air off. I couldn't breathe." So I was, you know, and when you can't breathe, you don't have as much function. Of course. So I'm sitting there smacking him in the fucking ribs as hard as I fucking can. Well, he ended up with a broken rib and I ended up with a fucking, well, near crushed throat. Be careful of the wrestlers, ladies and gentlemen. Be careful of the wrestlers. You know, jiu-jitsu is kind of wrestling. It's close to it. But you know what? I'm more fucking cautious of the wrestlers after the fight I just got into. And the reason I bring this up is because, you know, albeit that I don't respect the previous network, as all of you know, the one thing that Vile Cunt came up with that I think was a good idea is a fight club for men. Us men need to release adrenaline. We need to produce a lot of it through testosterone and all of that. With the testosterone, the adrenaline, the whole lot. We need to produce all this because we're men. And we need a place to release that. And I think that that was probably the only one fucking great idea that douchebag had. Was that we need a fight club. We do. We need a ring to get into and be able to bam, 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 you know, get into each other. It's not just fun for me. I know that sounds strange, especially to women. They're sort of like, "You guys, like, fucking hell. Why do you have to fucking punch each other?" Well, because we're men. We need to be able to release that testosterone. We need to be able to get that adrenaline out. The only reason we don't see that as much now is because, seriously, men have been emasculated. They've been emasculated. They've been testiculated, if you will. So, but the thing is, I did agree with that one thing, with what he had to say. We need a fight club. We need to be able to jump in the ring and bam, bam, fucking smack the shit out of each other and everything like that. This is why, like, I was talking to the guy that I fought, the dude that was wrestling. I was speaking to him and I said straight out, I said, "It seems like it's our era. Our era was when men fought each other for the right reasons. Boys on the playground at school fought each other for the right reasons. If you had a disagreement, it wasn't just like, yeah, fuck you, fuck you, yeah, fuck you. It was, you got in with the fisticuffs and smashed each other in the fucking face and said, yeah, suck on that, bitch, right? That's what we need. We need a fight club. I truly do believe that.